a lot of stuff been going on. I mean, it's life. Just got to continue taking it one day at a time. You know, adverse situations makes, you know, great guys out of people, and I think I'm a great guy. Just continue taking one day at a time.
When do you think this is all going to be resolved?
I don't know. I'm hoping for, you know, a speedy and you know, fair resolution on everything. You know, I've heard reports about, you know, everything that's been going on, but I haven't heard anything. You know, that's the crazy thing about it. I haven't heard anything. You know, haven't heard anything from the NFL, and I'm just out here playing football, doing what I love to do with my buddies, taking it one day at a time.
Is it tough to stay focused, Vaughn, with all this stuff flying around off the field?
No, it's not tough. I mean, it's always been easy for me to come into the facility with my guys and just take it one day at a time and just have fun. I got great teammates, and, you know, they helped me focus in there. All the guys in the locker room have been great. Just continue to take it one day at a time, playing a game I love.
What's been the hardest part of this whole ordeal for you?
You know, I wouldn't say it was you know, life is hard in general, you know, but, you know, it's, you know, I'm blessed to be in a situation I'm in. I'm blessed to be here with the Denver Broncos, blessed to have great teammates, and, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time.
So, Vaughn, there's reports that your representatives are meeting with the NFL trying to negotiate the suspension down. Do you have any update on that? Do you talk to your guys on a daily basis about what's going on?
You know, I understand you guys have, you know, jobs to do, and, you know, it's still an ongoing process, but, you know, out of respect for that, I can only just take it one day at a time. Like I said, I've heard reports about it, but I haven't heard anything. That's the crazy
part. Are you any more optimistic or pessimistic about the turnout and how this is all going to turn out than you were, say, nearly a month ago when you came to camp here?
I'm just trusting in the process. I'm just hoping for you know, a speedy and fair, you know, decision. You know, whatever it may be, I'm just taking it one day at a time. Just trying to get it.
What does your agent tell you about what's going on?
I mean, I can't. Yeah, I can't really, you know, get into that. But, you know, like I said, I'm hoping for, you know, a speedy, fair, and, you know, like I said, fair resolution and everything.
Vaughn, you've become acquainted with the flip side of fame here the last month. missing a court date was a big story. A witness list was a big story. Do you feel like it's been a lot bombarding you here the last month?
It just depends. I'm blessed. You know, to be here to play with the Denver Broncos, blessed to have great fans and teammates. The witness thing, I didn't have anything, you know, to do with that. Never ever even seen the guy, anything about that stuff. You know, I could just go ahead and dismiss that right now. I was, you know, one of probably, you know, 100 people on their list. I had nothing or no knowledge about that. And, you know, the ticket thing, you know, that was me. I just got to, you know, be more responsible. It was a ticket back from November. I'm not making any excuses, like I said before. Just, you know, just got to grow up, be more mature, and, you know, take care of business.
Vaughn, do you read any reports where one report said there was a spilled sample and a diluted sample? Are you reading this and going, kind of, what's going on with all these, where are these reports coming from?
I don't know where you guys get that stuff. You know, some of the stuff is false that, you know, the guys are putting out. But, you know, I can't really get into all that stuff. You know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, just hoping for, you know, a speedy and fair conclusion.
Do you think this has affected your relationship with the fans at all?
You know, my true Bronco fans, they've been great. You know, coming out to practice, you know, still believing in the guy that I am. You know, the media, they could, you know, do some crazy stuff to you, paint a different picture. But, you know, the fans that know me for, you know, going out there, laying it all on the field, being a great teammate, you know, entertaining the fans and just being the fun of them. That's who I am. That's who I've always been. That's who I continue to be.
A month ago, you were confident that everything would turn out all right. Are you confident today as you were a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really, you know, generalize, you know, how I feel about the whole situation. You know, a month is a long time, especially to have all this, you know, on your back and everybody, you know, on you and stuff. I'm just hoping for, you know, a speedy and a, you know, quick conclusion to get this behind me. I'm just trying to get back to playing football, whatever it may be, and just, you know, enjoy my teammates.
With your situation and all the injuries, where is the defense right now? What kind of pressure is there going forward?
Mel?
With your situation in flux and the injuries you guys have had on defense, where are you guys right now?
It's the National Football League. We got pros and every position. And, you know, I think we got some depth to everything. And, you know, hopefully we get the speedy guys back. You know, I'm hopeful for my situation as well. And, you know, just continue to play football, taking it one day at a time.
Vaughn, do you think you've let your teammates down?
No, then I got great teammates. You know, they from Peyton all the way to, you know, free agents on the spot. Everybody's been supportive of everything, and everybody's, you know, believed in me. I got great teammates.
Thanks, Vaughn.